Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Chof Aleph. We are up to the middle of Sif Tes Zayin. We are on the last line of page 300. We're up to the Ramah. The Mechaber had just told us on the third to last line of page 300, there are those who say, that which you could add liquid and mix it together with the mustard is dafka shenesanam yodom. It's dafka if the liquid was placed on the chardol from before Shabbos. Aval b'Shabbos aser loses mashke b'chardol o b'shuma kesushim mishum losh. But this shita holds that on Shabbos you're not allowed to put the liquid onto the chardol or onto the garlic that is crushed, because that is the isra of losh. Only as we saw, if there was liquid placed already from before Shabbos, then you could add liquid on Shabbos. The Rama says, but if you place the food first, and then you place the vinegar of the wine afterwards, and you mix it with your finger, then it's mutter. Because then you made a shinui in the order of which you placed the ingredients and the way that you mixed it. Like we saw earlier in Sif Yudalad by the Shatisa. And so too, the minhag is to be matir. We'll see this is referring to the chardol and the shum as well, to be matir through a shinui. But if that is the normal way that you mix the ingredients, then you would switch it the other way, and you would place on Shabbos the vinegar first, and then place the food inside. So let's pick up in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning in Sifkat and Samach Zayin, on the second line of page Kuf Nun Aleph. We said v'cheinu hagim lahatra adei shinui hainu b'chardol v'shum. This is referring to mustard and garlic. V'huadin b'shar minei tibul, and so too by other types of dips. Kishaosin osan dak. When we make them from small pieces, u'ma'arvin osan diyachad, and we join them together. So you have to do a shinui, and you switch the order of the solids and the liquids. Sifkatan samaches goes in the last point of the Ramah, that in a place where that's the normal way that you place the food before you place the liquid, you should then place on Shabbos the liquid first and then put the food in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'al kein, therefore, im shochach lishpul chometz be'er Shabbos atoch ha-krein, if one forgot to pour in the vinegar from before Shabbos into the krein, tzaruch shiasa b'Shabbos b'lila raka, he has to make a loose batter mixture, v'nosen ha-chometz v'achakach ha-krein, he must put the vinegar in first and then put the krein in afterwards. Shelo kederach sha'osam v'chol, not the way it's normally made during the week. V'yechos b'kli atzmo v'yanana osam, he should hold the kli itself and he should shake it. That's the way he should mix the two together. U'biyorok hanikra salatin, the vegetable that's called salatin, which is lettuce, ein ladaki b'chozeh, you don't have to worry about all this. Kevan she'ein chotchin osam dak. It's not normally cut up into very small pieces. Avamasha chotchin tznon v'kishuin, shekon u'gerkes dak. But that which we cut up, radishes, or cucumbers that we call ugerkes, which is pickles, into very small pieces, and we pour it into a vinegar or something else liquid to mix it together. You have to make sure that you're not going to mix it with a spoon with strength. You have to do it in a lighter way. Or you can mix around the kli itself. It's also good to be machmir, to first place in the liquid, the vinegar, and then to place the pieces of the cucumbers or the radishes afterwards. Now let's look at note number 111. So we said over here that there would be a problem of lush when you're mixing together pieces of pickles or pieces of radishes. So says note 11, even though obviously those vegetables don't create any kind of dough, since lemaisa, the pieces do get stuck together, nechshav hadavar kalisha, that itself makes it considered lisha. So we said, besides doing the shinui in the way that you mix it, you should also do a shinui in the way that you place the ingredients. If you look at note number 12, he says, b'chein le'inyan salat gezer ha'asui mechatichos katanos. The same thing is true if you're making a carrot salad from small pieces. Rav Nissen Karel says, "She'ein la'ariv eschatichos hagezer imitz limon v'kadomei." You should not mix the pieces of carrots with the lemon juice. Unless you, number one, switch around the order of the placement of the ingredients, v'ari b'shesi v'eriv, and you mix it with crisscross strokes, instead of going around, you do it crisscross. In terms of making a potato salad or a vegetable salad with mayonnaise, so Dr. Shum, his opinion there is, if it's small pieces in the salad, there is a problem of lisha. And therefore, the only way you can use the mayonnaise is by switching around, like we said before, switch around the order and do crisscross strokes. If the pieces are large, the hainu shekol achas men ikeres la'atzmon, each piece is recognizable on its own. Ein bazem mishum lisha, there is no problem of lisha. Mutar lo seis ben mayonnaise, and then you would be allowed to place in mayonnaise. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the second wide line on page Kufnun Aleph. Ukeshechal pesach b'Shabbos. When pesach falls on Shabbos, v'shochach mi bod yom, and you forgot from before Shabbos, litein amashke l'toch ha'charoses. You forgot to pour the liquid into the charoses before Shabbos. So Udeya Kamaisa Mutalitina Mashka Bashabas, according to the first opinion that we've been discussing in this sif, you would be allowed to put the liquid in on Shabbos. The only criteria would be Velo Yitrof Bekaf Elev Ethba, but you shouldn't mix it with a spoon, you should only mix it with your finger. Uladasa Yesh Omrim, but according to the second sheet of the Yesh Omrim, so Gamze Usr, even that's gonna be Usr, Imlo Shiyasa Usa Gam Kein Raka, unless you make it into a loose batter. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Pei Vav, he writes, that's in the Prima Gadim, the Ayin Shom Shekosov Shiasena Rakel Mach Maseh, there the Prima Gadim says, because of this issue, you should make it a loose batter. V'udoyichuk, but says the Chavetz Chaim, that's very difficult. The mitzvah of Be'ovah, the mitzvah of making charoses, is making a thick mixture, Kedisa V'gemara, so how you tell me the Eitzah is to make it into a loose batter, that's not charoses. V'efshar and possibly, the cave and the Be'es HaAsiyo Ha'isa Ovah, since in the beginning, when you put in the wine slowly, it started out making a thick mixture. Shuv ein lahakbir b'zeh. The fact that at the end of the day it will be a loose batter, that we're not worried about, because you will mekayin the thick batter with the initial placement of the small amount of wine. Although this is difficult to understand, because we learned earlier that putting in the liquid slowly and making a thick mixture and then fixing it afterwards is not so pashut. And we're saying over here, the way you satisfy making the charoses thick is putting in the wine slowly. L'chora, that should be an issue of making a thick mixture, even though it is corrected later. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Eiter, Osir Litrof Beitzim Mikori, you can't beat eggs in a bowl. Mipnei Maris Ayin, because of Maris Ayin. Shenira Kamisha Rotza Lavashon Mekadeira, it looks like you now want to cook those eggs in a pot. V'imhoyu Trufos Me'er Shabbos, but if they were beaten and mixed from before Shabbos, Efsir Diyesh L'hokel Litna Motok Borsht, it's possible that one can be lenient to put this egg that is beaten into the borscht, b'klisheni, in a klisheni, l'gavein, in order to give it some color. V'imhoya ha-borscht mechubetz harbe, however, if the borscht was very sour, there was a lot of vinegar there, so yesh l'hachmer gamazem mishum bishul, then you have to be machmer even in the klisheni, because that could possibly be a problem of bishul. Says the Mechaber, v'aytis of Yudzayin, mutter lasos yeinumlin, you're allowed to make yeinumlin, what's that? Shul yayin yoshad vashul kilpulin, it's a mixture of old wine, honey, and peppers. Mipnei shehu l'shtia, because that mixture is made for drinking, so you can make it on Shabbos. V'ein osin aluntis, but you can't make aluntis. What is that? Shehu yayin yoshan, umayim tzrulun, v'shemen afarsimon. That's a mixture of old wine, clear water, and afarsimon oil. Shehu l'refua, the reason you can't make that mixture is that's making a refua on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekatan samach tes, yeinumlin, Hainu la'urvan u'la'ochlan kemo shehen. We're talking about over here making the mixture and eating it as is. Aval litrof osan yofa u'lasanen an aser. However, to mix it together very well and to strain it, that's going to be aser. Shezet torach yoser, that's a large burden. V'umnes gedolan, that's a great job. V'tikim gadol huzen, it's a great fixing. U'kemo la'el b'chardol b'sif tezvav, the aser litrof, like we looked earlier by the mustard, and sif tezvav, that you're not allowed to beat it in a very strong manner with koach. Kosam Ma'aril, the Ma'aril writes, Osir Lases Kido Latel Chometz. You're not allowed to put this Kido, which is a spice, inside the vinegar, Lasos Tibul, to make a dip. V'chein Lasos Beitzim Koshem Impiterzalin. And you also can't place hard eggs with parsley. V'chometz into vinegar, that is Osir. D'dami Lehilmi, that's like making salt water. Hilmi Humnei Melach Amavur Le'el B'Sebeiz, that's like the salt water that we discussed earlier in the Simen and Sebeiz. Magen Avraham Masig Olav, the Magen Avraham makes note on that, Umetzale Lahakel Bazeh, and he leans to be lenient in this case. The Chol Zeh B'Meruba, this is also all talking about making a large quantity. Aval B'Ma'at Shari Afilu L'Maril, but if you're making a small quantity, that would be mutter, even according to the Maril, K'mavur L'Elbis Zeh, like we saw earlier, by the salt water. Sivkatan Ayin, the reason why the Aluntis is usher to make on Shabbos is because it is for Refuah. The Chol Dover Shehu Mishum Refuah Asru Chazal Lasos, anything that is for healing purposes, Chazal Asru to make it. Gzeira Mishum Shchika Samimonim, as a Gzeira that you might come to grind up the spices. For Lachin Afilu Haya Asru Meir Shabbos Asru L'Shoso, and for that same reason, even if it was made from before Shabbos, this Aluntis, which is for Refuah, would be Asru to drink on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifyut Ches, Ein Shorin Es Achiltis Lo Beposhin Velo Betzonin. You cannot soak Chiltis, which is some kind of sharp item that grows and it's normally soaked for refuah purposes. So you cannot soak the chiltis in lukewarm water and not in cold water. Shederach l'shrosa l'refuah, because the normal derech is to soak it for healing. Avol, no snow l'tocha chometz u'metabel bo'pito, but you can place the chiltis in the vinegar and use it as a dip for your bread. If it was soaked from yesterday, mutar l'shrosa b'Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it on Shabbos. We'll see that really means you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. V'imshosa mimenu yom chamishi v'yom shishi. And if you already drank it on Thursday and Friday, v'tzarech l'shrosa gam b'Shabbos, and you also need to drink it on Shabbos for refuah, mutar, that is allowed. Shekalchu derech refuah, so that is the normal way of the refuah. L'shtoso shiva yomim zachar, that to drink it 7 days, one after the other. Hilkach, therefore, mutar l'shrosa b'tzonim. Therefore, you would be allowed to soak it in cold water, velitno b'chama, and place it in the sun, mipnei shehu sakona in lo yishta mimenu, because it could be a sakona if you will not drink from this ingredient. Let's see the Mishnah Berura to get more clarity over here, beginning with Sivkatan Ayin Aleph. We said you cannot soak the chiltis, not in posher, not in tzona, not in lukewarm water, not in cold water. Shederach l'shrosa l'refuah, it's the way to soak it for refuah. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sheshosin Neha Shriya Liyukra Deliba. What this is beneficial for is that you drink this water that had the chiltis soaking in it for a heavy heart. The Mechaber then said, Aval no snow letocha chometz letabla pito, but you can place the chiltis into the vinegar to make it a dip for your bread. Then the Mechaber said, if it was soaked from yesterday, from before Shabbos, mutar l'shrosa b'Shabbos, says in the Mishabura Sifkat Ayin Beis, tzarech lomer l'shtoso. But the Mechaber means to say, if it was soaked from before Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. But the reason is, d'zehu ma'achal k'tzas b'riyim. This is something that some healthy people eat as well. V'lo minkar milso shul refuah. Therefore, it is not recognizable that you're drinking it for refuah. So making the mixture is more recognizable for that it's refuah, so that's aser. But the drinking is sometimes done by healthy people, and therefore it's not nikir and it's mutter. However, v'imhu b'mokom she'ein minog b'riyim klal baza. But if you are in a place where healthy people are not drinking this at all, mashma me'a rambam da aser, the mashmas of the rambam is that it's aser. The Mechaber then said, if you drank from it already Thursday and Friday, and you need to drink it on Shabbos, it is mutter. Sifkatan ayin gimel rotzalomer afilu l'shrosu uktal kameh. It means it's mutter even to soak it, even to make this drink for refuah, is mutter. And the Mechaber said the reason is because that is a derech refuah to be drinking it for 7 days, one after the other. The Mishnah Berura says in ayin dalet tzarech lomer shlosha k'deisa v'gemara. It really means to say 3 days, not 7 days. And we said, therefore, in the Mechaber, you're allowed to soak it in cold water and place it in the sun, because it is a sakon if you will not drink from it. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkatan Ayin Hei, V'i lekachama, if there is no sun to heat it up with, Efshar ba'ur shari b'nei ha-sakona, could be you could even heat it up with fire because of the sakona that you need as medicine. Now there's a very important note over here, very practical, and that is note number 117 in the back of the Sefer on page 56. In note 117, he says, "Utrufos sheyesh lakachton misbar yomim retzufim v'shabbos b'nehem." Like we come up with all the time nowadays, you have a medicine that you have to take a certain amount of days consecutively, and Shabbos falls out during those days. V'im lo yikach osan b'shabbos yavol de sakana. If you don't take it on Shabbos, it could lead to a sakana. So, kasev haShulchan Aruch shemutu lakachton b'shabbos. The Mechaber says you are allowed to take it on Shabbos. Rav Yashiv writes, this is all talking about medicines that taking them involve a malacha that is osir. Therefore, we only have a heter b'makom sakana to do a malacha that's osir. Ach trufos muchanos, but like our cases in general, where the medicine is already made, she'em belekichosan elam mishum gzeiras shrikas amemanim. The only problem with taking the medicine on Shabbos is the gzeira that you might come to grind out the spices. Yeish lahachdir lekachton gam belo sakana. Zokar v'liyashiv. If it's a medicine that you need for a certain amount of days in a row, you can take it on Shabbos even if it's not a sakana. V'chein das agonos shom zamen arbach. Shemi shehisra lekachas trufa. The one who started taking a medicine, v'ha'hafsoka tigrom el nezek, and the stopping will cause any kind of damage, o shelo yisrape im yakachena pachos mishmona yomim, or the healing will not be accomplished if you take it less than 8 days straight, mutter lekachtog on b'Shabbos, like the poskim say, antibiotics would be an example of this. You would be allowed to take it on Shabbos, v'chin kosev im yoshe b'shem ha'chazunish, v'trufa she'ein tzorach lekachtog b'retzifas. Moving to a different type of medicine that does not need to be taken consecutively, elo shebizman shelokha himo ila, just when you take it, it works. If you don't take it, it doesn't work. Sahora gonav this in Karel shelokhol adeos ain heter lokata b'Shabbos. According to everyone, you would not be allowed to take that on Shabbos. Mach ma shehisri lokata kodam b'Shabbos, just because you began taking it before Shabbos, because each day is not connected. V'isho isha shetrichim lokachas kadurim b'shvil kiyum mitzvos pirei v'rivya. Let's say for fertility reasons, a man or a woman needs to take medicine. V'chein kala halokachas kadurim samach lochasana, or a kala that's taking pills before a chasana. Shahato elas habo milakichas hakadurim hirakish elokhev osav retzifas. You're only going to accomplish the desired goal by having a consecutive. From this in Karel it says, shemutr lakatum gam b'Shabbos. That also would be grounds to take it on Shabbos. So even though it's not really necessarily for a healing, but if for purposes of pruavu or for the preparation of the chasana, so that also would be mutter. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Sifu Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.